Go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shown. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Are you ready?
South Central Los Angeles. So what you want to do? So what you wanna do?
Are you ready?
So what you wanna do?
Are you ready?
We still having house parties out there. Absolutely, we having, and it's after anything. I don't care what you achieve in life, nigga. It's a house party after that. Yeah, we house party everything. Madman just got out. House party. Prom night. Kids go off. They bend that corner. Break them dominoes out. Yeah. House parties. But listen. The rules have changed now, bucko. It's a lot going on now. And the old rules don't apply. Nah. We gotta get to a better place in life now. It's all about positive energy from here on out, right? So I gave you episodes, a plethora of episodes about how we party out west. House parties, no matter if it was a backyard boogie, an abandoned apartment. I said apartment. An abandoned apartment building. The beach, a gym, somebody's garage. Somebody's dorm room, all of it. House parties, dog. Here's the thing, though. And at 41, we still having house parties. We still playing Luke. You know what I'm saying? We've been playing a lot of KHR. A rap round table. Maze, Deanie, especially y'all two. Because Sin was already there. But, hey, we've been playing a lot of K-Dot, bro. Like, a lot. Yeah, I just go back between Euphoria and not like it's crazy. And like that still was they did a great job on it. I'm getting away from the original point and I'm back to it. But I'm right back. House parties. I'm at 41 though now. So a lot of shit has changed. You know what I'm saying? This is what I can no longer tolerate. Negative energy. We can't do that. I am at the age when my wife says, all right, you know, when we're going through the food, hey, what's going to be on the menu? What are we going to feed these peoples? Right? We got to talk about that. But this is the most important thing, that if you're not in these discussions, they've been talking about you. They've been talking about you behind your back. They not really liking you like that. Because if you don't know about the group, that we got to handpick people now. No, for real. We handpick. It's all hand selections. Yeah, it's like Selection Sunday. When we decide that we want to go places, whether it's vacation or out for the night, to a restaurant, comedy special, whatever the case may be. And we want other people to attend. Oh, best believe we got a roster. Just know that. Yeah, at this age, we do. It's all about peace. I'm throwing a house party. We're not 18. We're not 17. Not 15. Not 22. We're not even in our 20s or 30s anymore. It's over, bucko. It's been over for you. Sit down somewhere. It's over. All right? But niggas out there is still 69 guys, though. No, it's a lot of fans out there. Yes, it is. Especially at that age. Everybody is ripe. Everybody's ready. At that age, it's going down. We talking about all vintage. Like women that's born in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s. Vintage vaginas is going on. Yeah, that's the truth. We're there. You know what I'm saying? So those house parties are different. Less chaos. Look, no, because you rewind back to your teens to your early to mid to late 20s. You got a lot of niggas coming in and messing up the party. Everybody that was born and raised on the West Coast has at least been in several house parties that got shot up. Just ask one out of three people from L.A., from L.A. County will tell you, I've been a part of a party that got shot up. It's mandatory. It's like we got put on. I played this smart, though. See, that's the thing, though. I love house parties. I've been going to house parties since middle school. And a lot of niggas don't make it out of middle school or high school without gangbanging. Some niggas is actually born into it. Their families are the gang. I mean, down to the grannies, uncles, everybody. I mean, I'm talking about everybody bang, bro. So, in that era, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was coming in and shooting up the parties. You know what I'm saying? We had to worry about niggas against the wall that did not dance. It was the niggas that did not dance. It was the niggas with the hoodies on and the 4X Pro Clubs. It was those niggas with the 501s. It was those niggas with the Chucks on or the Reebok Classics. It was those niggas. We had to stay away from them. We had to be on. That's why we so alert. And that turned into PTSD because now I don't want that type of shit at my house. I don't want the people that come over and you in the corner. That's not what we do at my parties. And in all honesty, if my boy Bass is there, he going to find a corner in that house, and he going to have about 6 or 7 people over there listening to him talk. He going to bring up something. So he going to bring up a topic, and it's going to be popping in that corner. I'm talking about it's like a show inside of a show. And it's all healthy dialogue, entertainment at my house party. Then I call up the Florinoris. They got the game. See, we got games going on. It's like a mixture of game nights and stuff like that. We got the games going on. Everything. And it's like the hybrid classic games. You know, so we're not just playing regular Connect 4. Niggas is playing like Connect 4, Call of Duty, extra fire shit. Something. Game board. Yeah, man. And we breaking it. They were breaking out that Nintendo Switch. Bowling.
Bowling.
Bowling. We turning it into a house party. But it's like, nigga, it's like you're gonna be on a vacation. I can't have you over there with that bad energy. So just know there is a list. You want to know the dope part about this? It don't matter what race you are. Oh, no, it's been plenty of people from different ethnicities, backgrounds, races, and they party with us. As long as you understand the government laws over here, as long as you know that this is right down the street from Wakanda. You know you adapt to the culture. They ain't got no rhythm, but they adapt to the culture. You got to respect it. You got to respect it. See, that's one thing about our culture. You share it. Don't give it away. Just share it. Make sure they give it back. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to keep it pure. You got to make sure that your culture is respected. Everybody else have their cultures, and they respect their cultures. Can't nobody go in there and add to it or take from it. Cultures are strong. Everybody should have one. And in my house, no negative vibes. I don't like that. Enjoy everybody. Meet somebody new. Talk. Socialize. Network. You never know who you might be talking to. You could be talking to another friend. That's why when we go certain places and you see us with the same faces, it don't matter the races. That was bars. You got to admit, and that was a triple entendre. Nah, but no negative stuff. We don't like that, man. Enjoy yourself. Understand that we want to add you to an elite group that go travel together, different cities, different states, different countries. Yeah. Yeah. So race don't matter. Come on over there. You ain't got to bring no food. We already have that. Just bring the plates, extra cups. You can even bring some refreshments. You know what I'm saying? Here's another thing. We not really hiring no DJs like that. Now, don't get me wrong. They still in the mix. But you got to have, and the crowd, it's a tough crowd out there. It's a tough crowd out there. Nigga, if I give you my laptop and I give you that aux cord, or I let you, you know, that Bluetooth, we need that pressure out the gate. Like, what's your go-to at a house party? You better know, and it's the right era that you got to do it. Because if you start off with some Pretty Ricky, you might get bold. Not saying that it wouldn't hit, but you gotta warm us up to that. Pause. I definitely think that was a pause. But nah, you gotta out the gate, we might have to go with Uncle Luke. Yeah, we might have to go with. Matter of fact, I should be pulling up these songs, but we should. I would say Uncle Luke, Little John. Not yet. Nah, we can't do that. You can't do that because Little John is like, that's like the beginning of the fourth quarter right there.
To be honest.
That's like fourth quarter action right there. You know what I'm saying? So I think Uncle Luke is a perfect I think it's a perfect warm up. You know what I'm saying? Like when you hear let me see, what's a good one that I can get from let me see. No. This the remix. Not that one. Some girl did that one. I probably gotta go to YouTube for this. That's crazy. Yeah, let me look for Uncle Luke. Uncle Luke. You already know which one I'm gonna go to. Once they play this one. That's not it.
As a father who works,
God damn it.
I want to be an example to show them that even.
Here we go.
Don't stop, pop that pussy, let me see your doo doo pram.
Rush to that guy. What? Hey, hey, hey. It's over, bro. That's what we start off with. That's it right there. You better stop playing around. I don't even know what you came for. Can't stand against the wall that long, brother. They coming. You're dead. Yeah. So, here's the thing, though. You need two DJs for that aux. Yeah, you got to set it off like that because one can only do so much and we need the other one to balance out. You need a backup DJ with that aux cord because you got to keep, that's the most important thing. Remember, this is not a live DJ spinning records. This is the laptop. You can mess that up because unless you have a pre-made playlist of DJ songs, it's tricky because look, what if the party already started at like, what if the party didn't start till like 12:30? Between 12:30 and 1:30, that's peak time right there. That's musty time. That's you musty. It's you. I smell you. Yeah. I can see the wet spots on the dress. I did. You did that. I miss back in the day, man. Them parties was cool. Great. Because the lounges is different. You want to be, you're dressing different. You ain't got a call type of dressing different. That's how y'all niggas was dressing, was you ain't got a call. It's okay, girl. Because you're going to be all right. I knew, you could tell that Ivan from Views from the 7 podcast, you could tell that nigga had a members only jacket. You know he did. And probably some Ralph Lauren chaps. That's how he got in the club. He got turned around one time because he had a Oscar the Grouch Target graphic t-shirt. And they was like, nah, you can't get in with that. So he had to go back and put the button down on. No, Ivan did that. He did that. He's giving me whatever trend that Usher decided to go with. Ivan was like, fuck it, sign me up. Yeah, that's how it was. I don't know how I got there, but shit, do it really matter? At the end of the day, no. But yeah, that's basically what it is. You know what I mean? This time around, when you come to a house party, 9 times out of 10, there's going to be some food involved. It's going to be a lot of fucking foil. All right? And sometimes niggas get too lazy, and they just go ahead and go get that chicken from Ralph's or Albertson's. Bonds, wherever, nigga. They're going to get a big-ass pan of chicken, or there's going to be some tacos involved. So people who don't normally go to house parties, when you go to a house party that's thrown by a 35-year-old and up, that's what to bring. Bring some chips. You can't go wrong with bringing some more Shasta sodas and some chips. You can't go wrong. Because them little badass kids are going to drink that Tropical Punch. That shit is crack. All right, then bring some chips and preferably like be on like the lower tier of bougie and get the queso chips, was it Ruffles? I said, what the fuck is Ruffles? Ruffles, the cheddar queso, you know, the green and blue bag. Go on and get that. You can't go wrong with that. Or the salsa verde one. You know what I'm saying? Corn chip. That flavor. Oh my God. Taste buds doing backflips in the water. Yeah, so bring some side stuff. You know what I'm saying? You can't go wrong. Like I said, you can't go wrong with the drinks. And bring some alcohol too, because that's what's going to be going down. It's them dominoes. Yeah, in certain places they're going to be playing space too. Let's not forget them. But definitely no Uno is going to be going down. The games is there. It's there to get away from them kids, bro. That's where I'm trying to go with this. This is not a house party where we come in to mix and mingle and see how many numbers we can pull. No, that been gone, bro. This is more like, this is a safe haven. This is a church for parents only. This is our safe haven. We need this. You know what I'm saying? And we can't allow people in our space that hasn't really dealt with their own shit right now. You know what I mean? When all these places that I go to, parties that I attend and stuff like that, I be wanting people that I meet through social media or meet through podcasts. Hey, man, come chill. We're just going to be a part of it. So you can have that experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, when niggas come out here, I want niggas to have an experience. Pause if needed. If you too immature, I got you, bro. Pause. But you got to have the experience when you come out here. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that I'm going to be available all the time. No. I don't even like you like that. I don't. You're dead. Hey, man. I hope y'all understand what's going on when it comes to these house parties. Okay? Like I said, if you're still in your 20s, you got to go attend to their rules. Because they playing a different type of music, too. I don't know how anybody's getting backed up on to drill music. I just don't know. I don't. But at the end of the day, like I said, 35 and up, especially when you get into that mid-40s, you know that the music, that you might be going to a place that's like at least 30% jazz. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of Caribbean shit. Oh, yeah. The outside, inside. Ben Gay. Maybe that was the wrong one to pick. That was cold. All right, man, I'm out, man. That's crazy.